Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe you ought to support your elders? Or to take care of your fathers in the faith? And he said, verse 19, what's going to happen now? Because you done that? Because you've been there for me? You supported us repeatedly when other people didn't have time for us? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I think sometimes people quote that verse and forget who he's talking to. He's not talking to stingy people that don't listen to God. He's talking to faithful people that did what the Lord told them to do in supporting that work. But Brother Epi was the man that got the offering to him from Philippi, cross who knows what all, sailing, I don't know what all it took, but he got it to Brother Paul. And Paul's writing them back saying, hey, I got it. I got the offering. We're all caught up here financially. I'm full. I'm blessed. Brother Epi got it to me. Amen. How many believe that's important? That's significant. But now remember, we're studying a healing. A healing. Now back up and see why I told you all this. Philippians 2. He said, verse 25, I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus. Now that means he is sending Epi back home with this letter. Brother Epi's out there at Rome. He's sending him back to Philippi. He said, my brother, my companion in labor, my fellow soldier, but your messenger, your sent one, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that you had heard that he had been sick. Now let's just stop right there. Here's a minister. Here's a man of God. Sick. But before we go, the passage even tells us why he was sick. We're going to get into it here in just a bit. Don't read ahead. Stay with me. Don't miss this part. Why was Epi full of heaviness? Because he was sick. Huh? Come on, read. Why was Brother Epi full of heaviness? Because they had heard that he had been sick. Now that is different than a lot of other folk. What was the biggest thing bothering him? That he was sick? That they heard that he was sick and they were upset and concerned about him. That bothered him, that they were concerned about him. Here's a man of God. Here's a man of faith. Here's a man of love. Here's also a man who got healed. Faith works by love. Faith can be undermined by selfishness. Now, I had the privilege of working in a healing school for, every day, daily for, 13-something years. And in healing ministry longer than that. But something that I began to see patterns of after a while as the years went by, this is every day, day and night. I began to see that numerous people used sickness for some type of advantage in their life. And I saw that as long as you use it, it's going to stay with you. You're not going to get rid of it. It starts young. 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 6-year-olds find out that the cold can actually be a friend. Don't have to go to school. Especially on test day. A cold or the flu can be a friend. You get special attention and grandma's special chicken soup. You get to stay home, watch your favorite video, and constantly be pampered. Pillow fluffed. Baby, how you doing? Extra hugs and kisses. Want some more chicken soup? How about some ice cream? And you get to figuring, hey, this ain't so bad. I mean, a little bit discomfort, but you know, the benefits outweigh the negatives. That's a big problem. I said, that's a big problem. It can start a lifestyle. Did you hear me? You got adults, 35, 45, 55. Something come up they want to do. It's a nice day and the fish are biting. Call in sick. That means sickness is your friend. Sickness is your pal. Sickness is your companion, which means you will not be free from sickness. If you use it, you won't lose it. People use sickness as a way to get money, as a way to be supported and not have to work. Did you hear me? People use sickness as an excuse to not have to take care of certain responsibilities. Well, I don't have to do it. I'm sick. To get out of things. I'm sorry. I'm sick. I would, but I'm sick. I'd like to do it, but I'm sick. Well, lying and buddying up with something that's a work of the enemy. My arthritis. I'd come help y'all at the church today, but my old arthritis is just acting up so bad. Well, that's your arthritis is your pal. One day you curse him, but the next day you use him. You tell him to go away, but then you invite him back in that afternoon. Because he helps you get out of some stuff. People use sickness and disease on their spouses for control and manipulation. They knew if they were feeling good and healthy that they wouldn't get by with certain stuff. But being sick is an excuse to be short and to snap and to be selfish and to be demanding. And you can just act like a heathen and just go, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm just not feeling good. And they go, I know it, baby. Feeling bad is no excuse for being mean. Did you hear me? Now, I worked personally with sick people day in, day out for year after year after year. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen people who were in terrible pain. People who had, you know, from the natural, if anybody would have an excuse to strike out and be mean and ornery, they would. But they didn't. I've seen people with tears rolling down their cheeks from such intense pain. I've seen some of their loved one come in and I've seen them brace themselves up in the bed and wipe those tears off and put a smile on their face and ask them how they're doing. That's godly. That's love. People of faith and people of love don't want you burdened with my problems. Carnal, selfish people do. They want you to know. They want you to know exactly how bad I feel and exactly, and they'll tell you 12 times a day, you just don't understand. You don't understand. You're not. Well, why do they need to understand? Why do they need to? Why do they need to know? So they can agree with you how terrible it is? That won't help you or them. So they can agree with you how hopeless it is? That's not going to help you or them. Are you listening, friends? We're talking about how to be healed. Here's a man. The very next phrase tells you how sick he was. How sick was he? Huh? Nigh unto death. I mean, he was deadly ill. He was at death's door. He was in a bad way. And what's one of the biggest things on his mind? The people back home are concerned about me, and he didn't like that. Oh, friends, I sense it in my spirit. The people that are here and some people that are not here that I hope get the tape, just make this one adjustment, would immediately begin to come out of the sickness. Just make this one adjustment. Just make the decision. This is it. I am through using sickness as a tool. No longer will I make excuses for myself because of being sick. No longer will I make excuses for my behavior because of being sick. No longer will I justify my being mean and ill-tempered and self-centered because I'm sick. Because one is not dependent on the other, and one is not necessitated by the other. People are trying to tell you otherwise, but I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've seen some awful stuff sickness-wise. I've seen people at death's door, should have been dead 2 weeks ago. Sweet. And somebody that's barely got anything wrong with them, mean as the devil. It's the person, not the problem. The sickness does not force you to be selfish. It does not force you to be ill-tempered, bitter, demanding. And if you use sickness to manipulate people, to get out of stuff, for money, any number of things, then it will stay with you and get worse. You got to make up your mind. Sickness is not my friend. I have no place for it in my life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Epaphroditus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1226. That's R1226. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.